This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Teaching my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Blessed be the God of David, is teaching my hands to war. Declare it, blessed be. Blessed be the God of David, is teaching my hands to war. My hands to war. And my fingers will fight. My hands will walk. My fingers will fight. My hands will walk. My fingers will fight. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. My hands will walk. My fingers will fight. My hands will walk. My fingers will fight. My hands will walk. My fingers will fight. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. My eyes will see, my ears will hear. This week, my heart will know. Blessed be God. My eyes will see, and my ears will hear. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. My hands will walk, my fingers will fight. My hands will walk, my fingers will fight. My hands will walk, my fingers will fight. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. My hands will walk. My fingers will fight. My hands will walk. My fingers will fight. My hands will walk. My fingers will fight. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. Declare it now. My eyes will see. My ears will hear. My heart will know. Blessed be God. My eyes will see. My ears will hear. Blessed be God. Blessed be God, blessed be God, blessed be God, blessed be God, release your child. Now declare it, I see, I hear, I know, I do. I love this church, I see, I hear, I know, I do. I see, I hear, I know, I do. This is how you enter light. I see, I hear, I know, I do. Some of you need to close your eyes and shout it. Shout it out. I see, I hear. If I pray, it is settled. If I fast,
If I pray, it is settled. If I fast, if I pray, it is finished. If I fast, if I pray, it is settled. If I fast, if I fast, if I fast, I see, I hear, I know, I do. Release that shout. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Glory to Jesus. Glory to God. I fight, I win, I war, I conquer, I fight, I win, I war. Addictions, I fight and I win. I war and I conquer. I fight and I win. I war and I conquer. I like fight, I like war. I war and I win. I like fight, I like war. I war and I win. Glory to God! Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. You will win this week. Glory to Jesus. It's a brief one. My heart in just 15 minutes and then we'll pray. Please be seated. I fight and I win. I war and I conquer. Oh, I fight and I win. I war. I fight and I win. I war and I conquer. These songs that will energize your light, strengthen your consciousness. This week there will be so many victories in many lives. Subject of light, this is not a teaching, this is just a very quick charge because of our time. One thing I would like you to note is that once your result is consistent, you have proof that you have light. Very simple. The proof of light is that you can repeat results what? Consistently. Honor any man who can repeat results consistently. A journey to light is a journey of consciousness. Jesus, speaking about John the Baptist, said, "Of all men born of women, there has never arisen any as great as who? John the Baptist." Every time I look at that verse of scripture, I look at, you know, all the scriptures showing us the dangerous things that happened from prophet after prophet, from man of God after man of God. Those who opened the ground, those who split the sea, who caused 10 plagues to destroy civilization, wasted the king and his army. Those who called down fire on 102 soldiers. Turned Israel back to God. Caused rain to fall. Of all men born of women, there was none as great as who? John the Baptist. You can keep going on and on and on and on and on. Some of them literally had capacity to be in many places at the same time, knowing what is happening in several places, knowing what the king is doing inside his bedroom. One of them was approached on the mountain, a mighty army. Elisha. This man was calm. The servant said, "We are finished." He said, "We are not." Lord opened his eyes. Blinded them, took them to go and eat. They finished eating, released them. Can this man truly, truly not be greater than John the Baptist? Because when we look at his life, we can't see exactly what makes him greater than them. Yes, you can catch a rhema from there. Obviously, his purpose is what, you know, stood him out. The fact that he was announcing Jesus. But where I'm going is the fact that Jesus said the least among us is greater than him. It means all that we read in scripture, every great sign and wonder in human form has ever come, is looking up to us. When we read their stories, it seemed like they had so much light. If we will amount to what Christ died for, then the subject of consciousness cannot be joked with. And that's why I said, the moment you can repeat your result more than once, twice, thrice, then you have light on that subject. Any area of your life where there's no light is an area where Satan and darkness will have dominion. Our lives are in compartments, and the fact that there's light in one room does not mean there's light in every other room. I spoke a bit about this in Abeokuta Believers Meeting. When we read the God's Generals, sometimes we get worried because it seems like that's my path. I'm talking personally now. I have passions for the things that they saw, the things they experienced. But it always worried me. How come many of them ended, you know, dying of the things they healed? So very important to note as well is the fact that light in one area of your life does not mean there's light in other areas of your life. The fact that you're conscious in one area does not mean you're conscious in every other area. Proof that you're conscious is that you can repeat the result again and again and again. Any area where you're experiencing defeat is an area where there's no light. How do we journey into light? How do we journey into consciousness? This is where the warfare is. We'll just read one scripture and I'll stay on that and end this sharing. Deuteronomy chapter 6, please write, verse 6 to 9. It's warfare, and that's why we sang, "I war and I win." The coming of light in every life is warfare. Fight for light this year. This year, contend for light. I want you to give it to us in three versions. Give us in NKJV. Give us in NIV. Give us in Message version. We'll look at it together. We'll start from verse 6, please. 6 to 9. I want you to see how God instructed that they establish themselves in light. 1, 2, go. And these words which I command you today shall be where? In your heart. Verse 7, you shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. You shall what? Bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. Verse 9. And on your gates. Let's have it NIV version. Want to go? His commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Verse 8, want to go? Tie them as symbols on your hands. Does that sound familiar? Handbands, right? Wear them like handband. And bind them what? Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Message version. Do we have message version? 1, 2, go. Write these commandments that I've given you today on your hearts. Get them inside of you. So they only profit you when they have entered. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Light only profits you when it enters your spirit. So get them in your hearts. And to get them into your hearts, the next couple of verses are very critical. Together, out loud, 1, 2, go. And then get them inside your children. Talk about them wherever you are. Tell someone by your side, talk about it everywhere you are. This has implications. It means you can't have friends you are finding difficulty in talking with about these things. Yes or no? It means it affects your company. Please celebrate grace. Thank you so much. Wow. Wow. Hallelujah. I was hoping this would not happen, but it has happened. I will try and finish this sermon. I'll try and coordinate myself. Praise God. Please be seated. Wow. Maybe I'll share a little story of why I'm saying wow, wow, wow. It will make sense to you. Okay. Let me finish this so we can. The last, please give it to us. Let's finish up. So we said your friendship was changed, right? Because you can't be talking to people who are not on the same frequency. So if you want to enter into any light at all, the first thing is to ensure that you get it into your heart. And how you do that is to always what? Talk about it everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. Everywhere means everywhere. Sitting at home or walking on the streets. Talk about them from what time? Somebody has left this church. Are you still around? Talk about them from what time? That means once you wake up in the morning, what have you started doing? Talking it.
you fall on the bed at night. Do what else? Tie them on your hands and foreheads as a reminder. Inscribe them on the doorposts of your homes and on your city gates. So you can call that stickers. In our day-to-day, on your DPs, put it everywhere. Is there any light you want to see this year? This scripture is showing us that the journey to light and consciousness is serious warfare. Keep badging your mind with that truth until it enters inside you. Everybody you're talking to, hello, this is our year. This is the year we break through. Yes, it is. You can't afford to have anyone who will be around you and mocking your convictions. This year, everyone you are talking to must sound like you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? This is that year. If you are aggressive about it, in no distant time, you will begin to see light. My God, you will begin to see what? Light, great light. As we are seated there on every subject of life, our lights are different. And there's light that darkness cannot comprehend. Continue to give yourself wholly to these things, and soon your prophecy will appear unto all. I want to share a quick story. 2013. Daddy might not remember, but you came to minister in our church 2013 for our convention. And Bishop, as Bishop was ministering, he had finished ministering and was calling out for those who support the meeting. And as he was doing that, I thank God this happened. The keyboardist stood up and left. Because as it were, the prophetic side of the ministration was over. So I just went to sit down and just feeling, basically. As I began to touch the keyboard, a father bishop, Waleoke, stopped and looked at me. I don't know if you remember this, sir. You must have prophesied to thousands of people by now. So he stopped and he looked at me and was walking towards me. And I thought I struck the wrong key. So I was afraid that it might end my calling that day. So I was just wondering, because I noticed he was coming towards me and I was wondering what I did wrong. He put his face towel on my head and said these words. I want you to watch. The mantle of David is coming upon you now. The Lord will give you songs in the night. Songs that will cause revival, set the captives free, change the world. And he went back. So, how many of you would like to support this conference? I'm sure you know that the meeting had finished for me. I got up. I think this goes a lot with this message, so I'll drive it in. Are you blessed? I got up and all the instrumentalists started asking to tap anointing. So I said, please, just one touch, please. Touch, 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 touch. I got to my father's office and said, you know what happened to you today? Ah, it's not me deal with it. What happened to me today? And I put it inside that face towel. I put it inside a transparent nylon. Put it, I can't forget, put it at the base of my box. I said, my children's children's children. We see this face tower. So I slept that night, expecting to hear the sound. So I slept, I woke up, I didn't hear any sound. So I said, maybe I slept with the left side. Let me sleep on my right side. So I slept on my right side. The next night, no sound. Let me sleep facing the roof. So when my two ears can be free, they can receive. Still no sound. It was after 1 or 2 weeks I realized that the one I was even getting before has now stopped. I didn't know God wanted to close the distracting door and open the major door. I thought he wanted to just give me songs. I didn't know he wanted to make me a sound. Please listen. Please listen. Please listen. 1 year after, I began to tell the Holy Ghost, your servant, Bishop Wale Oke, is a global prophet. If he said it, then it will happen. Holy Spirit, how far? And he told me, is it now I will be telling you that you give birth to prophetic words? I began to push those words for 1 month. Two weeks after that time of engagement, it started. Until today, it has never stopped. Year after year, I saw those prophetic words come to pass. If I'm lying, you'll be a witness. I'm sharing this now for two reasons. One, to celebrate the grace of God on our Father. Thank you. I'm just one of many people who have such testimonies. I know. I'm just one. And I thank God for the privilege of drinking from that grace. Once again, please celebrate our Father. And I'm saying this because I have plans to... Oh, you understand what I'm saying? Oh, okay. So I'm asking for the privilege, sir, again to... Thank you so much, sir. And that's the first reason I'm sharing that. The second reason I'm saying it is that every light that will transform this world and shut down darkness must be contended for. Embrace the price. If you like the product, please pay the price or leave the shop. Was it in this church I shared my experience with Smart Collection? Was it here? Many years ago when I was in university, because I like perfumes, I would buy, it was 500 naira at that time, I would buy 5 Smart Collection perfumes and I would spray my destiny. Please just allow me flow. Spray myself and come out, and everything I sprayed, by the time I get outside, has left me behind in the room. It was a mystery to me because I know how much I spent. 2.5. Some of you are laughing because you understand what I'm saying. I must have been joking with... I was concerned because I have encountered people who would just use just one drop. And every cloth that cloth touches, we have the same encounter. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Hang it in the cupboard. All the clothes will catch the same light. You wash it, hang it, dry it, iron it. The light has not gone. I didn't know that they don't used to sell it for 500 naira. That was the problem. They didn't tell me the price. I didn't know. Until I encountered the perfume. was very small. I expected it to be probably be even cheaper because his calculation was very big. And when they said the price, I shouted, "Ah, why?" I'm saying that to say, if you like the result, like the price too. Would you like to speak and 5,000 people under chains of darkness are set free in two sentences? You like the product? Please like the price too. Would you like to shine your light and the entire city of Lagos bows to the Lordship of Jesus? It's a beautiful product. But please ask for what the price is. And that's why I said, God will bless your pastor every night, 40 days, praying in this house. You are generating light. And many of us will walk into this year and see unusual victory in the name of Jesus. I'll lead you in a final prayer because my time is almost up, and I want you to please pray. Because you need strength to pay the price for the light God has called you to walk in. How many times have you said, "This is my year," and it didn't seem like it was your year? Somebody wrote on social media, "I'm going to ask my pastor during the watch night service, because he told me this is my year and it was not my year. He needs to explain why it was not his year." I can tell you why. Because you like the product, you didn't like the price. How many times have I vowed, the way I'm going to see God this year, even God will wonder how, why? And the year will go by, and by September I'm looking forward to next year again, when I will seek him. If there's anything you need tonight, as we contend for light this week and even beyond, it is strength. Strength to do what you need to do for the destiny God has ordained for you. Do you want to pray this prayer? Would you like to pray this prayer? Jesus himself needed strength. Give me Luke chapter 22. I wanted to see what happened there. If you read other accounts, you would see something shocking that I discovered. Chapter 22 from verse 43 thereabout to 44. If you're writing, just write that. In other accounts, you find where it was said Jesus told his disciples, "Wait here," and told the remaining three, "Follow me." And they followed him. Bible says he began to feel distressed. Some versions say depressed. I was shocked. Jesus felt depressed. He opened his mouth and said, "I'm sorrowful unto death." Verse 43. Are we there? Verse 43. Let's start from 41. 41. And here I finally had to admit, this Jesus was really a man. "One to go, and he withdrew himself and knelt down and prayed." Verse 42, please. "One to go, Father, if it's your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, will yours be done. Jesus was beginning to contemplate whether he should die for you. From the age of 12, we see that he was certain about his destiny. He was confident about his future. Between 12 and 30, I'm sure you know that he was even further grounded. When you hear his utterances, he was not a confused person. As he began to draw towards the prize, the ultimate prize, we see that this man needed strength. It got to a point where he was beginning to ask God, if it is your will that I should not die, please take this cup away from me. It means at that point, what we always, would I say, assumed? Because he said, I and the Father are one, so you expect that everything the Father wants is what he wants all the time. For the first time, we see that him and the Father had a separate will. That's what that means, yes or no? Not what you will, not what I will, sorry, but what you will. He was weak, he was drained, he was tired. And we see what happened next. Verse 43. Then an angel appeared to him from heaven, doing what? Strengthening him. And see what happened after strength came. Verse 44. Can we all shout it, please, standing? One, two, go. And being in agony, he did what? He prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. When Jesus was done with this prayer, paying the price, the ultimate price of dying, became easier for him. You see him walk up to the disciples and say, are you guys still sleeping? The hour has come. The Son of Man, right now, is going to be taken and killed. Every time they said insulting words to him, he did not open his mouth. Where do you think he got the strength from? Opportunities came to release just one word. Remember when he said, I can right now ask of my Father, and he will send what? Where did he get the strength to keep quiet until he was dead? In the place of prayer. The price for delight that God is bringing to your life this year, you need strength to pay that price. And that's why God led your pastor to lead you on 40 days of praying. One of the things that happens in the place of prayer is what? Is strength. I want you to lift up your right hand to God, because graces will be coming this week. And one of the things that will be ministered to you as they speak God's word, as they sing, is impartation of strength. By the grace of God, we are riding on those existing protocols. Lift your hands and say, Father. I can't hear you. Lift your hands and cry, Father. This week, I receive strength to pay the price for light. Did you get it? You shout it one more time and we begin to blast in the Holy Ghost. Strength is coming this week. Every one of you that will be experiencing up today, down tomorrow, this year will not be like that. Shout it again, Father. This week, I receive strength to pay the price for light. Lift your voice and blast in the Holy Ghost everywhere. Switch gears. Enter gear 2 now. Your eyes closed and your voice lifted up. So many things God has shown you. Light birth images. So many pictures the light of God has shown you in dreams and visions. You need strength to enter into those things. I need strength, Jesus. Oh, so many things God has shown you this January. Ask for strength to pay the price, to enter into light. The glory has a price. Yes, darkness will cover the earth. Gross darkness the people. But His glory shall be seen upon you. One more minute, lift your voice and cry for light. Ask for strength to enter into it. No area of my life will be in darkness this year. No area of my life will be in darkness this year. No aspect of my life will dwell in darkness this year. I receive strength to buy into light. 30 more seconds. Lift your voice and pray. Adua choko kadu bebe chujao adua choko kadu bebe le 20 more seconds pray man atadua ke adua ke man atadua ke adua choko. I refuse to keep receiving pictures that are not manifesting. I receive strength to give birth to superior light. Adua choko, kadu bebele chucha. Adua choko, kadu. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Can you shout your loudest? I am strengthened with might in my inner man. Shout it again. I'm strengthened with might in my inner man. One last time, declare I'm strengthened with might in my inner man.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.